This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Hey, Bert, your boyfriend made the news. Elon Musk. Elon Musk is being sued over exaggerated mileage claims in a class action lawsuit. That says that he's been lying about the mileage, the range that those Tesla electric cars can go. Well, and it's being accused of fraud.
Well, Vince, I don't think, first of all, welcome class and happy to be here on Friday morning. Vince, I don't think he's my boyfriend. If I'm not mistaken, I sent you that Washington Post article about 10 minutes ago.
We reported it. I didn't see that article yet, Bert.
Okay.
You know, I really don't have the bandwidth to check the emails during the broadcast. I mean, once in a while I do, but very rarely.
Okay.
No, it made the news. It was here at USA Prepares, national news. But yes, yeah, I was just exaggerating by calling him your boyfriend. But I know that you think he's a pretty exceptional entrepreneur. I think he's feeding off the government trough.
Well, they both can be true, can't they?
Oh, I don't think he's an exceptional entrepreneur. I would call him an opportunist.
Well, you know, one man's opportunist is another man just taking advantage of what he faces on the path of life.
Yeah. Well, I think it looks like he's been taking advantage of his customers on the path of life, in that he reportedly authorized a change to the algorithm and how the mileage range is calculated. And so, you know, people are finding out that, shoot, you know, I turned on the heat and it looks like I'm not going to be able to go as far. I turned on the air conditioning because it's hot out. It looks like I'm not going to be going as far. And, you know, they talk about range anxiety. I mean, it's a whole new class of mental condition. You know, people looking at the range-o-meter and they go, oh man, it's 5 miles farther than we can go to get to a charging station.
Yeah, I'll tell you another secret that people don't want to talk about. Excuse me, but if you charge your batteries 100%, they're going to only last maybe half as if you only charge them to 50%. So in other words, when you try to squeeze that last mile by charging the batteries to max, we're talking about the lithium-ion type batteries, you will shorten their life, and they don't talk about that either.
So we're talking about is a vehicle that's claimed to go somewhere around 200 to 300 miles range with a full charge, no air conditioning on, no heat on, no devices that can consume energy, you know, like maybe headlights, maybe interior lights, maybe dashboard lights, maybe the radio. So, you know, turn all that off to get the maximum range. And then, but don't y'all be charging the battery to full charge, because it'll shorten the life of them. So only charge a half. So that 300 wish range, 300 mile wish range, is like a 150 mile wish. And then it's actually exaggerated, so you probably only get 75 miles.
Well, that's if you want to increase the life of your battery pack. If you're leasing it, you may not care. You're just going to bring it back to the dealer, or who the leasing company gets it, or whoever, you know, whoever takes ownership at the end of your lease. Or if you're just going to sell it, you know, unfortunately, the used car buyer, he doesn't know how much you've been, you know, also how many cycles has the battery gone through. They don't really know. I suppose there's a way the computer inside can keep track, but I don't know how to get that data out. You know, maybe the manufacturer knows how to recover that data. But there's a lot of nuances to the electric car story, Vince, and, you know, we've covered them a lot on USA Prepares. It's you have to really look at the whole story from mining the rare elements, how we get them, how the manufacturing process, how we build the cars, how we finance the cars, those the incentives, which is not really being a free market. And then ultimately, Vince, we don't really know how to recycle the batteries. Or let me take it back. We know how to recycle the batteries safely, but to do it safely would cost twice the price of what the batteries cost to purchase, so nobody does it. So that's a quandary. And can you imagine, like, you know how now we dig up things and we find artifacts from the Civil War, or, you know, even ancient Indian artifacts from thousands of years ago? Well, what's going to happen in the future when we start uncovering pits with lithium batteries that were buried in, you know, the 2000s, or windmill blades that were buried and forgotten about, and, you know, they're digging to put in who knows what 200 years from now, and they uncover this stuff. So something to think about.
Yeah, what are they going to say when they turn it over and they see the word Musk on all these products? And they go, what is a Musk?
They might say that. They might see Tesla, and you know, it's a big story, Vince. We've talked about it a lot.
Isn't that interesting? They might see the word Tesla.
Yeah.
And then when they see the word Tesla, they'll say, well, he was a brilliant engineer. It doesn't make sense that he would do anything like this, like build a battery that has no recyclability.
Well, that's an interesting 200 years from now. Will the name Tesla refer to the company or to the engineer of the early 1900s? Hard to say, Vince.
Well, I'm doing a search right now, Tesla.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, what's number
Tesla.
One?
Tesla. Oh, recommended Teslas, Tesla Review, electric cars.
Yeah.
Design your own Model 3 Tesla, design your Model Y, Tesla electric vehicles, Tesla Inc., Tesla official shop, Tesla charging. Nothing about Nikola Tesla.
Well, remember, companies pay for the listing. In the old days, in the early internet, the top of the list would be the one that got the most hits, the most popular. And that still has a bearing on how the search engines work. But more often than not, when you search for something like that, you're going to find dealers or companies that have paid to put their listing. And, you know, often, I think, class, we've all seen this, often it'll be deceiving, because you might be looking for a certain product or a certain brand name, and the competitive brand name will actually pay the search engine to get listed their brand ahead in the search engine whenever you look for, you know, like say you're searching for Coke, and nobody would do this, but, you know, Pepsi pays so that whenever you search for Coke, they put Pepsi links on the top five. And Vince, that's a large source of revenue for the search engines, because think about it. How else do they make money? You don't pay when you do a Google search. You're not getting a bill from Google. So when you look around and you wonder who's the mark, well, it is you, because they're cramming stuff that you're going to see. Somebody's paying for you to see that stuff. So you actually, you know, when you look around, you wonder who's the mark here? Who's getting taken advantage of? And if you're not sure, it's usually yourself.
You know, you mentioned free market. So here we have Joe and Company, and he is pushing people to buy electric vehicles. And so that is, and there are subsidies to the electric vehicle manufacturers. There are subsidies to the buyers of them. So the real cost of an electric vehicle is being subsidized by the federal government. So what people are doing is they're saying, well, you know, I get a rebate for buying an electric vehicle. Well, it's becoming attractive. So let's not buy that gasoline-powered vehicle because the electric vehicle comes with these rebates. So really what that does is it shifts the cost to from the person who's buying the electric vehicle to everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, so we
exactly
all subsidize that.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
exactly
it's,
a,
it's, a, it's an outrage. Bert, you know, here's another story. I know you are still smarting from your Ford hybrid, plug-in hybrid recall and that morass that Ford Motor Company and the dealer allegedly put you in. Hyundai said just recently, a few days ago, they're recalling more than 91,000 newer vehicles in the United States because of fire risks and urged owners, this might not make sense to our class, they're urging vehicles to park outside and away from structures before the repairs. As a matter of fact, we've been talking about that for weeks, how you got to be crazy to park your electric vehicle in your house, in your garage, because you can burn your house down. So here's what they say. The recall of Hyundai. Now, these are late model Hyundais. They are so late. I mean, they're so new that this recall covers 2023 models. And this is 2023, right? And it covers 2024 models. Now, we haven't even reached 2024, but the 2024 models are being recalled. Now, 2023, let's see, there's the Palisade, the Tucson, the Sonata, the Elantra, and Kona. And then the 2024 Seltos, Seltos. And then the Kia for 2023 is the Kia Soul and the Kia Sportage, Sportage. 91,000 vehicles. Don't you all be parking them in a structure until the they can fix it.
Well, here's something to think about, Vince. The 2024s are more likely than not on a cargo ship right now coming to the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. This may be a problem more from when you're driving it. Unlike some of these EV fires where they're just parking the car in the storage bins of the cargo ship and the batteries catch fire. But it is something to think about because they're saying don't park near your structure because you might burn your house down, yet there's thousands of these cars crammed together on cargo ships arriving at the United States as we speak.
I wonder if Joe Biden and company have a law against discriminating against people who drive these electric vehicles. Because I have a feeling I'm going to be discriminating against people who drive electric vehicles and park them at the campground. I think I'm going to be putting up a sign that says, don't y'all be parking your electric vehicle on natural farms.
Yeah.
Because
now,
we don't want you to set the farm on fire.
Now, where would you draw the line? Would it be also included plug-in hybrids? And if so, would you include non-plug-in hybrids where, you know, there's maybe a little arguably less chance of problems?
Well,
I don't know.
Let's look at it this way. Cell phones have been known to catch fire in airplanes. Cell phones, because of the lithium-ion battery.
Yeah.
They've been known to start fires in houses. I'm talking about lithium-ion cell phones being charged.
Yeah, charging on your countertop.
Golf carts, cars. I think it's the lithium-ion problem.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I just typed into a search engine, car recalls 2023. And Hyundai and Kia recall 92,000 cars over an oil pump fire risk. That's the vehicles that have the start-stop feature or lack of feature when you come to a traffic light and you step on the brake and the car stops moving, it shuts the engine off for you. And then when you press on the accelerator, it starts the engine. So start, stop, wears out the starter. And in order to prevent the engine from prematurely wearing, they have an electric or an oil pump that keeps running when the vehicle is not moving and the engine's off. And that's a ridiculous thing to have to do for a marginal amount of fuel economy savings. It just makes no sense.
Yeah.
So 92,000 cars there. And then 238,000 Ram, Jeep, and Chevrolets are recalled. And then Ford recalls their Transit Connect and Escapes, 150,000 of those. And then there's another, here's a recall. Ford has more than a million recalled vehicles. So pretty soon it's going to get to be, you know, a pretty big number.
Yeah.
Over a million. Oh, this year,
yeah.
Over a million recall.
Vince, I got to give Tesla credit the way they figured out this algorithm. So when you charged your car up to, let's say, 100%, they give you completely bogus estimates of the driving range. But interestingly, as soon as your battery falls below 50%, it actually tells you the accurate driving range. That's presumably so you don't end up stranded somewhere, you know, saying you got 100 miles and you really only have 50. I mean, that wouldn't be too good. You know, if you were driving to Natural Farms and it was, 50 miles each way and you had 100 miles, well, let's say 120, put a little margin, and then all of a sudden you're halfway to Natural Farms and it goes down to say you're not going to be able to make it back home. So, and you don't have any place to charge. Well, I guess you can plug a, do you allow people to plug in the regular 110 chargers, Vince? Because otherwise you might get some stranded drivers.
Well, I was thinking, you know, as you're saying this, I was thinking about my dear friend John Stadtmiller, who used to call me from Texas. He was the owner of Republic Broadcasting, and he'd say, "Hey, Vinny, I'm on my way. Is my room ready?" And I go, "Sure." Now, he drove a Mazda, you know, gasoline-powered, but had he driven an electric vehicle, he'd probably call me another time, maybe, he'd probably call me four times to let me know that, hey, I'm kind of stranded, can you come get me? And, you know, bring the trailer, you know, the car hauler. And a generator, just so we could drive the electric car onto the car hauler, and then we could haul it over to the farm, and then we could spend the next week charging it.
Yeah. You know, there's probably going to be a good business for people, entrepreneurs with tow trucks that they can outfit with quick chargers to go out and rescue EVs on the highways, because, you know, the... I don't think Tesla is the only company that does this, Vince. And there's probably a lot of people that, you know, until they build more charging stations, you know, in the rest areas, and I guess that's the goal, there's going to be people just, you know, cars dying on the side of the freeway.
Yeah, and then the hotel business should boom, or motel business should boom as well, because people are going to need, a couple days to stay while their vehicle's being charged, right?
Yeah. So Vince, I think this is kind of serious, yet the government is promoting electric cars. And meanwhile, you know, you think about what our government gets paid to do. I just literally, as I'm on the air, got an email from Amazon Food and Safety Team. This is an emergency email from the FDA telling me that the nacho Doritos that I just ordered a box from Amazon, I should stop using it immediately because they didn't declare the soy and wheat that are in it. Huh? You know, at first I think, you know, there's some dangerous chemical because they didn't declare on the label the soy and wheat in my nacho cheese Doritos. I should immediately stop using them.
Shouldn't eat them anyway. They're dangerous. No kidding.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former President Trump pleading not guilty to trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Trump appearing in a Washington, D.C. federal courtroom yesterday following his indictment this week. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death, a judge handing down that sentence yesterday. Job numbers from July coming out this morning, and analysts expect them to show 200,000 non-farm positions being added. That would be the smallest gain rising since December of 2020. A number of Tesla owners suing the automaker for fraud after a Reuters investigation discovered the company has been inflating the range estimates of its electric vehicles. The investigation found that the order to use algorithms to give better estimates came directly from CEO Elon Musk. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah,
you
got your.
Take my. When you go to the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Doritos. Bert, if you look up MSG, monosodium glutamate, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, those are synonyms. And if you were to ask Dr. Norm Shuler here at USA Prepares, what do you think about MSG? He'd tell you it's a neurotoxin. It's toxic. And if you look on the internet and you type in, is MSG safe, you'll find out that the USDA will tell you that it is safe. However, there used to be a term called the Chinese restaurant syndrome. And that is if you ate food at a Chinese restaurant, they typically enhanced their meals with MSG. So you say, boy, this is really great. We can't make this at home. You know, when we make it at home, it tastes blah. But boy, this is really great. absolutely true. It's engineered to be great tasting. But then you get the headache, the dizziness, the palpitations, the incredible thirst after it, and you just don't feel right. And they used to call that Chinese restaurant syndrome. Well, yeah. They don't call that Chinese restaurant syndrome. I guess that would be racist. So they came up with another term, and I think it's called MSG syndrome.
Yeah.
But it's where everybody felt that ate at a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, there's a little MSG.
Why don't you tell Amazon, thank you so much, appreciate it, and would you send a prepaid shipping label so you can pick up these Doritos?
Yeah, but it's funny, they're saying don't eat them, not because of the MSG. They're saying it because they didn't disclose properly that there were some, something from nuts in it. That could be an allergen. I mean, they're basically saying that, if you read it, it's kind of obscure. It basically says they didn't disclose soy and some nut stuff in it. And yet the MSG probably is more dangerous, but they don't seem to.
People have died from nut allergies. And a restaurant, people go into the restaurant saying, listen, my daughter's allergic to, certain items like nuts. And they'll say, oh, no, we don't use that. And then what happens is the daughter gets really sick and they find out that some product that they used in the cooking had the nuts in it or was processed in a facility that processes nuts. So, yeah, it's a real problem. That's why you have to grow your own food. But Doritos, you can easily cross them off the list. Doritos, Teslas, electric vehicles, electric golf carts, lithium-ion batteries. You just cross them right off the list.
Vince, what fun is there left in life? By the way, I'll just throw it out there. The Lay's potato chips only
bet
has
you can't
three.
Eat just one. Bet there's you only, can't eat just one.
There's no MSG. It's just three. If you look. That and only Lay's, not every other brand. All there is potatoes, salt, and oil. And
that's what they say.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what they say.
Yeah, now, but you told us a couple minutes ago that they said on the label that there were not ingredients that there were in there, right?
No. I'm talking about two different.
I know. Yeah. What I'm saying is the Doritos.
Oh, I get you. So how do we know they're not? Saying that there's not nut and wheat and soy elements inside the potato.
And plastic and, nickel and iron and cobalt and, other. Bert, here's an interesting thing. And this is way, way off topic.
Our topic. It's whatever is our topic.
Okay. All right. So I was sharpening my very favorite knife. And it was made in Solingen, Germany. I've had this for a long time. And I was sharpening it on a sharpening stone. And then when I sharpen it, then I rinse it off, then I wipe it off, then I rinse it off, then I wipe it off to make sure I get all the metal fragments off. Okay? So now I'm cutting with a razor sharp knife. I'm cutting tomatoes to dehydrate them. So I cut a bowl of tomatoes and the knife is dull. I have to sharpen it again. So here's the question. What happened? What happened to that knife that was sharp, that's no longer sharp, that I have to sharpen it again? So where did that edge that was really sharp go? I think it went into the tomatoes. Now, I am really meticulous about cleaning the knives and sharpening and making sure I get all the metal particles that I can off so that they don't contaminate the food. But do you think a restaurant is that concerned? Do you think the guy that is making minimum wage in the kitchen at a restaurant who's sharpening knives is really concerned about the particles that go into the food?
Yeah,
you follow what I'm
not.
Saying?
Probably not.
So there are ingredients in those Doritos that you don't know about, like aluminum, from the kettles and the processing machinery with the stainless steel, with the nickel and the chromium, which are two ingredients in stainless steel. So, if you had a sensitive enough machine and you were to analyze what's in food, you'd probably find nickel, chromium, copper, lead, arsenic, antimony, and the list goes on. And plastic, and more plastic. And lubricating oil and fluid and grease, from the machinery and the conveyor belts that have been lubricated so that the bearings don't wear out. But those lubricants volatilize and get in the food. So it's all in there. way more than the ingredients that are listed on the label. As a matter of fact, so I got really sick a couple nights ago, and I was talking to Kathy, and her husband got sick too. And we had the same intestinal cramps. It was debilitating. These intestinal cramps were so severe, I thought I had to have emergency surgery. Well, I ate some pistachios that came from Sam's Club. And if you read the label, there's a little word on there that says China. What in the heck is going on where Sam's Club Member's Mark pistachio nuts have content from China? What's going on? Class, you have to read every single label. And then your government is in bed with the manufacturers who prevent you from knowing all the ingredients. So what happens if somebody who eats those Doritos that you were told urgent warning, what happens if someone has a food allergy and someone at the Frito-Lay processing plant forgot to put on the bag what the real ingredients were, they shipped them and 17 people died as a result of an allergy to an ingredient that's in those Doritos? What about that? Is that negligence? Is that fraud? What is it? What is it? We need to have really tough laws, and we need to have really tough penalties for the people who perpetrate these crimes. So if a company misrepresents, like Tesla, and they defraud their customers into thinking that they're buying a car with a range that makes sense, you know, like being able to get to work and back on one charge, and they find out that that is a wish, and it's not true, and it's not possible, there needs to be a severe penalty for the people involved. Now, who would those people be? Well, that would be the board of directors. That would be the CEO, the CFO, the COO, the vice president of manufacturing, the vice president of marketing, the vice president of sales, the vice president of engineering, all those guys and gals. Lump them all together and then hang them.
Well,
it
looks like
square. There
is a class action lawsuit, Vince, that's filed in the Northern District of California, and it asks Tesla to stop falsely advertising the estimated range of its model vehicles. That's the beginning of the lawsuit. So it is going to be a class action suit, so that means... Well, it means it's going to be a big deal, and every Tesla owner theoretically could get a settlement out of this. But, you know, as we know, it'll probably be settled, and who knows what that payment might be. But this problem with lithium batteries, it's not just cars, because I'm looking at a pretty serious news story here about the rash of fires in apartments in cities all across the country, New York, San Francisco, from e-scooter and e-bike fires, because people are charging. You know, you live in an apartment, you're going to bring your scooter up with you. You don't want to leave it outside. So you bring it up into your apartment, and then they're catching fire as they're being charged. And this is, well, it's basically in 2022, we have just from this problem of charging your e-bike or e-scooter, thousands of fires, but 142 injuries and six people died. And that's in 2022. In 2023, they said the death tolls already exceeded the last 2 years combined in basically the half year we've gone through 2023. So, Vince, that's another problem. We'll put it out there to class. I don't know what our recommendation is, though, Vince. Don't, you know, if we say don't charge your e-bike, then that's basically like saying don't use it. So
that's exactly right. And Bert, what is the single common thread that runs through all of these items? The plug-in hybrid, the Tesla, the fully electric vehicle, the rechargeable lithium-ion flashlights, the electric bikes, the electric scooters, the electric golf carts, what the electric battery bank for solar power generation systems. What is the single thread that runs through all of them? That would be China.
I was going to say it seems to be the lithium batteries.
Well, it is. It is. And they come from China. They literally come from China. So there are people who, well, you're one of them, Bert. Weren't you considering getting a solar array for your house with a battery bank so that you could, you know, store some? And wasn't that a lithium ion battery bank?
I'm not sure if it was lithium ion or a different type of technology, you know, maybe still based on lithium. I'm not positive. I was looking at two different kinds. Basically, I didn't do it because it was going to be a huge cost, and it was adding huge complexity to my electrical system. And so I ended up not doing that, and I ended up, I don't have solar panels and vents. That's pretty much because I have a tile roof that would have to be destroyed to put the solar panels on. And, of course, I have the tile roof because, you know, story for another day, I was woken up in the middle of the night by a police officer many years ago because my neighbor's house was on fire, and he said, get ready to evacuate. And I said, well, if I don't have to evacuate right now, can I put on some clothes and get out my garden hose and water my roof? And I had a shake roof at the time, so did my neighbor. And long story short, after literally watching my, you know, his house was saved, but his roof completely burnt up, I decided it's time to get rid of my shake roof. So I have a beautiful tile roof, which for class, if you're in a fire zone, if you're in a, you know, forest or whatever, tile has much less chance to catch fire if embers. And if burning embers that the wind blows from one house to another or even can go blocks or miles, those embers land on a dry wooden roof, they set your house on fire. So tile roof doesn't have that problem. So, but long story, Vince, that's why I don't have solar cells, because I'd have to rip up that tile roof.
We'll be right back.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've got an announcement to make. Yesterday, I came unglued. And I happened to be reading the internet, and I saw the most despicable, the most offensive, the most unwarranted attack on one of your instructors by some parasite on the internet. And this was directed at one of our lady instructors. This was absolutely disgusting. And I became unglued. I sent an email to Ron Gibson. Ron Gibson owns the channel that on BitChute that posts USA Prepares commercial free every day, 5 days a week, and has for years. And class, I'm very loyal to our instructors, and when somebody attacks one of our instructors without warrant and mercilessly, callously, offensively, it really bothered me. And so I sent an email immediately to Ron Gibson. And I said in the email, these comments are outrageous. And I copied the comment and added it to the email. And I said, would you consider banning all comments? All comments. Thank you, Vincent. Within minutes, the comments were banned. Now, so it just takes one person, one miserable person, to ruin it for everybody. So that person, I believe, is with a couple handles. He used to trade as Magenta 408. Now he trades as Lone Star 1492. Lone Star 1492. The comments are banned. He did it. He did it. He attacked one of your lady instructors. And I came unglued. So if you're wondering why there are no comments, you can blame Magenta 408 and you can blame Lone Star 1492, who I believe are the same, one and the same person. There's no reason for anyone to attack us for what we do. All we do is tell the truth. And this particular guy says that we lie. We lie here at USA Prepares. And that we're causing harm or damage. because of our lies. We don't lie here at USA Prepares. We tell you the truth. And we tell you what's happening, why it's happening, and what you can do about it. That's what we do. We teach things that nobody else teaches on the radio. Nobody. And I find it outrageous that there are parasites like this that are out there. And with a keyboard and a mouse, they can attack anyone they want. And pretty soon, there are people who are going to show up and extract vengeance on people who do these kinds of things. We're sick of it. And what happened at a 7-Eleven when this common shoplifter just started loading cigarettes into a trash barrel, and he was going to steal all the cigarettes in a 7-Eleven, the employees extracted revenge and vengeance right on that guy and beat this guy to a pulp with a stick. That's what Buford Pusser used to do in a movie called Walking Tall. Pretty soon there's going to be a shortage of baseball bats, and people are going to walk around with baseball bats, you know, on the way to the game, on the way to teaching Little League, you know. And they're going to have their bats with them so that they're, you know, they're ready to teach. And then when someone gets in their way and tries to hold them up, rob them, beat them, the baseball bat will come out. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying it's going to happen. It already has happened. So I think people should be nice to each other, extend courtesies, be polite. Pretty soon we won't even see the word polite in the dictionary. People say, there's this word, but what's it mean? What is polite? What is kind? What do those words mean? That's where we're headed. Bert?
Yeah. Vince, on a lighter note to finish up, I will say we got a lot of feedback on our mention last week of the first Air Force electric airplane. And, of course, it wasn't really the first electric airplane. It was the first electric airplane with a pilot inside, because we've had electric drones for a while. But we got a lot of feedback, Vince, including comments like, boy, how long does the extension cord have to be on that? And how many charging stations will they be able to put up during a war? So,
Bert, they used to have these airplanes when I was a child, and they had, these little two-cycle engines.
Yeah.
And you used to fly them around in a circle, and you'd stand in the middle, and
yeah,
and you could make them go up and down. And they could go as far as the line would let them travel around a circle, which might be, 30 feet from the operator.
Well, then we got radio control radio control. Didn't have to just go in a circle radius anymore.
Yeah, but we don't have radio charging.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.